I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. We've been asked to just have a little discussion about prints versus solids. As far as some people feel that, you know, when we talk about hero items, and both Jill and I are wearing hero items that happen to be print, that often we think that the only heroes are prints.
Right.
And what I have learnt from clients and understanding how personality influences style, the styles you like, the styles you choose, is that your choice of print, if you wear any print at all, actually, and even if you do wear a print, you know, whether it's a flower or a stripe or a check or a leopard print or an abstract print or, you know, whatever it might be, there's lots of different sorts of prints, what sort you're going to choose. So I think it's a fascinating sort of understanding, because very often we often think we should. Should have something else.
Do you think that you can have a successful wardrobe without any prints?
Absolutely. Now, because particularly people are more classic and relaxed in their personality style, what they really enjoy, often are their solids. We think about classic clothes, it's just solid colours.
Yeah.
It's not, and you look and say someone like Arianna Huffington, she doesn't wear a lot of prints.
Yeah.
She looks beautifully dressed.
Yeah.
You know, it can be very elegant to have no prints.
Yeah. Or prints that aren't obviously prints, so it's sort of shades of grey. You know, when we had lunch with our friend Sue and she was wearing a draping shirt, and it didn't sort of have this sort of obvious print. It was printed, but you didn't look at it and go, oh right, there's the paisley. It was just sort of this blendy, floaty, morphy thing.
Yeah. So you can absolutely, because maybe some people like texture.
Right.
I've noticed definitely people who are relate more to the relaxed personality style often prefer texture over print.
Right.
Where they might like their gums to have some sort of textural element. But they're in solid colours.
And there's so many choices. You know, we saw recently this jacket, it had this wet look, and it was made of a beautiful fabric, I think, silk. And it was just absolutely stunning, and it had this real texture, but it was sleek. It was almost like a shark. It was just gorgeous. What a hero item.
Yeah. And now the thing is nobody ever says, if you're decorating a room, there are plenty of rooms decorated with all solids, with no prints.
Absolutely.
But usually then what you get is different textural elements to give it interest.
That's right.
So I think it's, if you go, you know, I'm just not really a print person, think about what textures are you adding into your outfits. Just all solids in very smooth fabrics could get a bit dull, unless this design detail built in. So if you've got, like, Jill's got pin tucking on this top, you know, so that sort of thing can add, if it was in a solid colour, but just having the pin tucking stops it from being completely plain.
Right.
So so do think about, are there textural elements? Are there design details? You don't have to like prints. You don't need to have any prints in your wardrobe. And we have already made a video about how many prints versus solids in your wardrobe, which we'll link to. But yet, it doesn't have to be print. There are lots of other ways of adding interest to your outfits, and some people's hero is a much more subtle hero.
Absolutely.
Than a loud print. And now, how did you know that you loved animal print? What is it about that you kind of go, you know, there's a print I love?
Well, you know, that started years ago. I remember and still have my first piece of animal print. It wasn't clothing. It was a very small square chiffon. And that's important because it was that sort of
lightweight,
almost translucent scarf. And it felt very outrageous to wear this to work. And I would tie it and wear it, you know, kind of like sheriff style. I guess in a fairly classic way of wearing it. But I only ever wore it very judiciously, I did. And I just loved it. And there's something about leopard print that to me, it's both exciting and earthy at the same time. It's both daring and grounded at the same time. It just calls to me in a way that nothing else does. And, you know, we have talked about, and other people just said to me, what would you ever do if you fell out of love with leopard print? Well, it would be a bit of a dark day for my wardrobe, but I just can't imagine it. I cannot envisage having a wardrobe that didn't have it.
Yes.
And even when I'm wearing it in smaller doses, I guess it still operates as a bit of a hero, or certainly an accent or a focal point. Even if I'm wearing a plain coloured dress and it's just the bangle and the handbag, and a little bit on my espadrilles, for example.
So so it's something to think about. So there's different, like, you love the leopard print.
I do.
You love the animal prints. So, and part of that's because they give you a feeling. It's the it's the exciting plus the grounded.
Yeah.
Some people love florals. Some people hate florals. And I think this is one of those things. I know I just can't do checks.
Right.
I'm not much into stripes. I could do the occasional stripe, but I'm not excited by stripes. I know some people who've got a wardrobe of striped tops.
And it can be stunning.
You know, but that's their pattern. For me, you know, they don't really float my boat. I like them on other people, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
I quite like florals, which I know you're not much of a floral person.
Not much of a floral girl, no.
Only if it's interspersed with some animal print.
Yeah, and then I'm just sort of putting up with it to get the animal print.
So is that sort of thing going, well, there are certain prints we like and don't like, and I think print is so personal.
Oh, yeah.
If you do not like a print, if it doesn't speak to you, just don't buy it.
Absolutely.
Because that's often where we go the most wrong. We waste the most money on prints because we think other people have got them, or it's in fashion, or it's all I can find.
Yeah.
That's where I go, just leave it alone. Because if you don't love the print, then don't go for it. Like this little kimono, I saw it and fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Now it's got a bit, look, it is a check, but it's also got a slightly floral element. It's got a bit of a, you know, kind of almost not a tie dye, but a, you know, it's got a creative element to the check. So it's not just like a tartan check. It's a tartan check sort that I just can't do. Mm. I did wear a kilt when I was young, but you know,
another video.
I don't think I'm going back there. But it is that sort of thing. A part of it is I love the colours in it.
Yeah.
You know, so the colours really spoke to me. So I'll often look at prints. I have to love the colours. I have to feel like there's something that, you know, that really, you know, and I do like curvier prints rather than saying, and maybe the thing is a check is much more geometric and I prefer something that's got a bit more curve and fluidity to it with my prints.
You've just said something that has sparked a thought for me, which is make it an eight is a wonderful mantra to have for everything you buy. I would add to that and say for prints and hero items, you have to be madly in love with it. I think it is a madly in love kind of thing. Otherwise, don't bother with it. This life is too short to wear clothing that you don't enjoy, that aren't eights, and that you aren't madly in love with. And so for me, that has actually become one of my mantras, because there's a lot of animal print around. I could be buying it morning, noon and night. There's a lot of rubbish. There's a lot of very poor quality.
Yeah.
And I have purchased that in the past as well and regretted it and gone through the whole, but I got to keep it. I haven't really worn it. And so for me, anything that I buy that's leopard print, I have to be madly, it's not make it an 8, it's make it an 11 out of 10. I have to madly love it. Otherwise, it just doesn't get a place in my wardrobe.
I mean, like, people often know that I like butterflies.
Right.
But I don't like any old butterfly.
Sure.
You know, it has to be in colours that I love. It has to be a design that I love. Just any butterfly thing is not for me.
Yeah.
It's got to still speak to me.
Right.
Just like you with your, you know, so just because something has a butterfly or a flower or a check or a stripe, and maybe you on the whole like that, doesn't mean it's the right one for you. So I think when we're thinking about should I have prints, should I have solids, what we want to think about rather than that, it's like, what does my personality demand? What do I like? What do I love?
Yeah.
And then just how do I add interest to my outfit without necessarily having prints?
Yeah.
So if I'm a solid person, and I spent years wearing no prints.
Mm.
I spent a long time. I had basically a wardrobe of solids.
Mm.
But it's going, well, can I add an accessory, a detail, a texture, a design element?
Mm. Yeah.
That creates that interest, that creates that, you know, that bit that makes you go, you know, this is actually something really special.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a hero doesn't have to be a print.
Yeah.
A hero can be a solid.
Yeah.
And not all prints are heroes. You can have a really fine pinstripe and really it's not really much of a hero.
Yeah.
So do think about what it is that speaks to you. I think when you are, and this is why when you make it an 8, 9 or 10 or 11, if you can get that, is that a Spinal Tap 11, I'm guessing?
I just made it up.
Yeah, but it is that sort of thing where if it's not speaking to you, there's something probably not quite right about it for you.
Yeah.
And that's fine.